Good morning, Mr. Dance.
Good morning.
Mr. Dance, who will benefit from the December election?
Very good question. Postman, I guess. There'll be a lot of extra deliveries to do with postal votes. Who knows, really, what this election will throw up. It's an incredibly difficult one to predict. Yes, the Tories are doing very well in the polls, and traditionally this ought to mean that they would win the election easily. And that may well happen, of course. But I think there's an awful amount of volatility in the electorate, and we shall see. Obviously, it's also complicated by the fact that having an election in the middle of winter, when it's very dark, very cold, very wet, is going to throw up a whole range of problems that we don't normally deal with in elections. So it's really anybody's guess.
Well, opinion polls show that the Conservative hold a more than 10-point lead over Labour. Mm. Supporting an election in such a situation, doesn't that mean to commit suicide?
Well, we saw in 2017, for example, when Theresa May called an election, I think she was something like 21 points ahead in some of the polls when that election was called. There were predictions of a Tory landslide, the Labour Party would be wiped out, and that didn't happen. Now, it's a very different election in this case. Boris Johnson is by far a better campaigner than Theresa May ever was. Having said all of that, there are huge numbers of people, particularly in traditional Tory areas, who are very, very angry about what the Conservative Party is doing, particularly on Brexit. Having said all of that, it doesn't look good for Labour either, I agree. But I think a general election was inevitable. I would rather have had a referendum before a general election, but we are where we are and we'll see where we end up.
Do you think Mr. Johnson is a better campaigner than Mr. Corbyn as well?
That's a very good question, a very good question. And to be honest, I don't know the answer to that because Corbyn is an extremely good street campaigner. He's an extremely good fighter when it comes to winning a ground war, whereas Johnson is a populist. And he's a populist who is able to tap into a section of the electorate that I think perhaps Theresa May wasn't able to do. So I suspect this is going to be a more interesting election than many we've had.
But Mr. Corbyn is incredibly ambiguous on Brexit, on the deal, on the election. Do you understand Mr. Corbyn's to-ing and fro-ing?
I've never understood why we haven't been anti-Brexit from the beginning. I think part of the reason that we're in the mess we're in is because we haven't had a strong anti-Brexit message throughout. Now, I'm very pleased with the position we have now, and I think going into this election, I would urge everybody to vote for the Labour Party, because if we have a Labour government, we will end up with a referendum, and we will have a chance to stop Brexit, and we will have a chance to change course for the country. But I think our position would have been so much easier had we arrived at this policy position from the beginning. I've been arguing for it for the last 3 years, and I'm very pleased that we now have it. Honestly, we have to defeat Boris Johnson, and I cannot foresee a situation where if a Labour government is elected, that Brexit happens. I cannot foresee that situation at all.
The Brexit date is set to be delayed until the 31st of January. If the polls are right, if the Conservative would win, do you consider this is the last delay?
I would think it probably is. It doesn't look to me as if there would be any parliamentary time in December between the 12th of December, which is Election Day, and the Christmas holidays. They may well, the new government, if presuming it's a Boris Johnson victory, he may well reintroduce the withdrawal agreement bill during that week. But I can't see that it would make the progress it needs in December. So I suspect that he would aim for the 31st of January. And if there were a few extra days required, it would be a question of days, not weeks. So yes, I think if Boris Johnson wins this election, then the UK is leaving the European Union on or around the 31st of January.
Mr. Dance, if you look back on the last years since the vote in June 2016, after this Brexit mess, what lessons should be learned?
Well, for a start, every politician in every member state needs to be very clear about what the European Union is and what the European Union does. And for heaven's sake, I see this in member states all across Europe. Do not claim credit for the things that happen in Europe as having happened locally, and then blame everything that goes wrong on Europe. There are mistakes that are made at every single level of government, but this ability to deflect onto Brussels everything that goes wrong and to claim credit for everything that goes right, I think is a recipe for disaster. No other country in the EU28 has the same level of Eurosceptic press and the hostility to Europe that Britain has. But this distance from Europe is still existent in every single member state. And I would plead with everyone, look at what's happened to Britain, a country that, you know, has prided itself on stability and the rule of law. And this whole mess has destroyed my country's reputation. And it breaks my heart, really, because whatever happens now, and I passionately, passionately want to stay in the European Union, and I hope that we have a chance with this general election to do that. But whatever happens, my country's reputation is going to take decades to recover from this. So my plea to everyone in Europe is, for goodness sake, look at what's happened to Britain. Don't follow this path. It's the pathway to misery and you know, the destruction of stable politics.
If not, if Britain would leave, what will happen to you after the Brexit?
Who knows? I mean, I'm very lucky. I have another European citizenship. So I have to be honest, I think losing my EU citizenship would be the toughest element of this whole thing. You know, it's a very deeply personal thing for me, and I treasure it. And everybody out there should treasure it, because if your member state decides to do something silly, then, you know, something that you hold dear can be taken away from you without your consent. And that's deeply troubling, I know, for many fellow Remainers.
Mm-hmm. What is your second citizenship?
It's Irish. I'm actually part German, but not German enough, unfortunately, for a German passport. But I am Irish enough, despite being the same proportion Irish as I am German.
Okay. Seb Dance, many thanks.
Thank you.